Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Coming up on this edition of Opinions Matter.
Well, she just shouldn't have her tits hopping out and her ass hanging out. That's all. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like,
and what would you do if you were like, if you were going out with a girl who went out dressed like that?
I'd dump her.
I mean, if your girlfriend is going to go around trying to attract half the country to whatever she has on display, he's perfectly right to be fed up with that. I mean, who would put up with that?
He's vile. Absolutely vile. I'm only in from work and I said, turn it on and listen. And I was absolutely disgusted with his language was a disgrace. He should have been put off air.
That's all to come.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in beautiful North County Dublin, just overlooking the beach here. And with the weather we've had of late, it is a wonderful place to be doing our podcast from. And if you're out and about in nice weather over the next while and you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, or even if the weather isn't nice and you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, maybe you'd do us a favour and pop in to the White Sands Hotel, say hello to them, have some lunch, have a pint, but just generally support them. And give them a bit of your business, because they've been very, very good to us over the last year in allowing us to set up our studio here at the White Sands Hotel and do what we do here every single day. So if you are around Portmarnock, please do pop in to the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? It's a message. You may have seen this message because we posted it on Facebook earlier on, but I want to read it to you, and here's how it goes. Hi, Opinions Matter podcast. Please keep my name anonymous. I am in a relationship with my girlfriend 18 months now, and everything is going great. The only thing is that every time she goes out for a night, with or without me, she basically wears nothing. I'm not a controlling man, but it puts me in an awful position when I see other men leering at her and making crude comments to her. It makes me, obviously want to defend her, and then it leads to possible fights, which I don't want. When I spoke to her about it, she told me to stop being such a psycho. I'm not a psycho. I just think it's a bit disrespectful putting herself on show for everyone else and then putting me in a situation where I feel like I have to defend her. Am I wrong here, as I don't know what to do? And that is from a guy that we're calling Anonymous, because he wants to be kept anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the comments that we've gotten in about this, Katie, are no man has any right to tell any woman
yes.
what to wear. An awful lot of the comments have been along that along those lines. And yes, you are right. No man should be able to tell any woman what to wear.
No.
What's your view on this?
Men calling women sluts and slappers because of what they want to wear. Like, sorry, F off. Take a big running jump.
Mm.
You've no right to call any woman anything because of what she wears, a slut or a slapper or a hoe, if that's what she wants to wear.
And why? Were there many comments from people
yes.
saying that?
Yeah, the hoe's got to go. Like, seriously. I have no doubt that guy's tongue would probably be hanging out of his mouth if this girl walked by him in his dreams.
Only thing I'm not clear about is, maybe it doesn't make any difference, but what I'm getting from him, from his message is, every time she goes out for a night out, with or without me, she wears basically nothing. I'm not a controlling man, but it puts me in an awful position when I see other men leering at her and making crude comments to her. It makes me obviously want to defend her, and then it leads to possible fights.
Now, that's a man problem, not a her problem. If men, okay, looking, fair enough, we're all human. Do you know what I mean? It's been going on since the beginning of time. We'll go on till the end of time. Men are going to look, women are going to look at men. When comments and stuff are being made, then you cross a line. Then it becomes harassment. a woman is entitled to go out wearing what she wants without a man, you know, telling her what not to wear.
But the feeling I get from his message is he believes that she's attracting that sort of attention, that unwanted attention, because of what she's wearing.
Now, I will say, and
I'm sorry, do we know what she's wearing?
Yeah, I spoke to him earlier on.
Oh, you did speak to him,
yeah. He said she's wearing short shorts with her bum cheeks basically out and lace top so you can see her full breasts through. Now, as I said, and I'm going to preface what I'm about to say by saying no man has a right to tell any woman what to wear, absolutely. But I've seen it myself where women are on nights out. No woman deserves bad attention, but it's just about respect for yourselves. I just don't understand where a woman can go out and have, and I've seen women, Adrian, now nearly, you'd see more in a bikini in a pool.
I have myself.
And I'm not putting women down by saying that, but I just think if it were my daughter going out like that, this is take men out of the equation, nothing to do with men, nothing to do with predators or predatory behaviour, just for a woman herself. I just kind of look and I think, oh my God, why would you want to put everything on show? Now,
you've painted a mental image in my head of what she's going out wearing. Mm-hmm. If that were your daughter in 15 years' time, would you stop her going out the front door?
Well, at 15, going out dressed, you know, very provocatively. Yes. If we're all going to sit here and say, oh, you know.
But is there such a thing even in 2022 as provocative clothing? What is that even?
Adrian, I saw only recently a woman in town, and now when I say, you'd see, it was like something from Ann Summers in the bedroom. Now, and if that's what she wants to wear, nobody should, you know, have the right to put her down for. But I'm saying from the point of self-respect, the point of, you know, your own body, why give everybody a look at your body? And I'm not talking about short skirts and like low crop tops now here. This is different. I'm talking about like...
Do we have any idea? Because a lot of people are asking what age this couple are.
They're in their 20s. That was the first question I asked them.
So you're not talking about 15, 16 year olds.
When I read this message, I thought, is this a young couple who probably don't have the maturity yet? These are two people in their mid to late. He's in the late 20s and she's in her... She's 26, so she doesn't.
All right, so she's not a kid.
No, so you know, as I said, I'm not saying that man should have anything to say to a woman about how she dresses. Absolutely not. But I think for us as women, I just can't understand why somebody would want to go out with bearing everything. Am I on my own in saying that?
Well,
does that make me sound like a bitch?
Well, I'm looking at the way you're dressed today with a hoodie and jeans and all that.
Jeans and runners, yeah. Look at me. I'm past that stage. And I did have the day when I was younger and I was in my late teens, early 20s, where I'd go out in short dresses with the big mad heels and all that. Like, I just, to be honest, heels now seem too much hassle.
I am old.
But I'm just saying, like, from the point of view that, and you know, I know people are probably going to get pissed off at me for saying this, just from the point of view of if it were my daughter going out, oh Jesus, I would not want her going out with her boobs and her bum on show.
Okay, so the question really is, does the clothing that you wear attract the wrong attention? If it's
if a man can't handle how a woman is dressed at the same time, that's his problem, not hers.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I can't understand why a woman would want to go out with everything on show. She has the right to go out without being, whatever about being looked at. You know, men are going to look just like women are going to look. But being made comments to or being slapped on the arse or touched, absolutely, that's harassment. No way. So I think this guy, I don't know. See, the thing is, I can't tell if he's coming from a protective angle or a controlling angle.
Well, let's try and analyse this for a second time. In a relationship with my girlfriend, 18 months, you said these two are in their 20s. Mm. Everything's going great. The only thing, every time she goes out on a night out, with or without me, she wears basically nothing. Now, you've confirmed that basically nothing
he said short shorts where we come up. He said it comes up, for example, 2 weeks ago she went out and it came up between the bum like a thong.
Okay.
These new things on boohoo.com or something, these little short shorts that she got.
Okay, so they're short shorts and a crop top, a lace kind of bra crop top.
Yeah, but he said you can see like everything through it.
Okay, but anyway, he describes that as she basically wears nothing. I'm not a controlling man, but it puts me in an awful position when I see other men leering at her and making crude comments to her. It makes me obviously want to defend her, and then it leads to possible fights, which I don't want. When I spoke to her about it, she told me to stop being such a psycho. I'm not a psycho, I just think it's a bit disrespectful putting herself on show for everyone else and then putting me in a situation where I feel like I have to defend her.
At the same time, when I saw that, I kind kind of thought, you know, this woman is a grown ass woman. She can tell men to feck off herself.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She doesn't need a bodyguard
to defend
there.
Her honor.
If she wants to go out dressed like that, she knows that's the kind of attention it's going to get. You know, she obviously knows what's coming. Mm. Let her deal with it. She obviously doesn't mind.
And Ross just asked an interesting question on WhatsApp on 0858252626. Was she dressing like this from the start? He was probably loving the fact back then, but now he's not. In other words,
he probably met her wearing
the sort of clothes that she still continues to wear. He probably
did. I'm trying to think of it from the bloke's point of view, because it probably wouldn't be nice to be walking by a table of men and have them all, you know, ogling your partner at the same time, seeing, you know, her bum and everything else. It's a really tricky, it's actually a tricky one.
So let's kick off with Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How are you all?
Oh, very good. Thanks, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Well, what did you want to say on this? Can you understand why this guy is a bit bothered by what his girlfriend wears?
I don't see what clothes have to do with the situation at all. I think this guy has it in his head. It's all in his head. And the girl is very confident within herself, I would say. And she's obviously only young. So let her enjoy life to the full, whatever she wears or chooses not to wear.
Okay, one of the questions that I'm asking, Samantha, is does the clothing that you wear, and we're all agreed, any woman or man for that matter, should be able to wear whatever they want to wear, yep? However, does certain type of clothing attract the wrong, leering sort of attention?
Well, she's obviously not going to go to an interview in her hot pants and her see-through bra.
No, she's not, so, no.
She's going on a night out. She's a young girl. She sounds like she's lovely. Like, she sounds like she's confident. And she's happy with herself. I think it's not about the clothes. I absolutely think that who the person is involved.
So you believe that this is his problem? He's the one with the problem here,
all
the boyfriend.
His problem, all in his head.
No, I have to say,
there.
I don't know if you've noticed, Adrian. Obviously, you're a straight male, so you would look
okay,
at women differently.
Please don't bring us backwards now.
But I'm just saying that.
Because I love listening to you. I'm a bit iffy about what you were saying there earlier. Please
no, look, I'm just. All
backwards.
I'm saying is just from a mother's point of view, you know, I have no problem. I have no problem with girls going out wearing what they want, and they should absolutely not be labelled anything. I mean, we're in 2022 now. You call them sluts or whores, everything else. No, it doesn't work anymore. No. It's not right.
But hey, you're sitting there today in your hoodie and your jeans. You were saying, I'm going to tell you something now, darling. I've seen you, so I'm telling you now. There'd be plenty of men looking at you, still saying, oh, look at the arse on her. Or looking at boobs, whatever.
And,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, so your point is, your point is, it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
Let me just hang on
for 1 second, Samantha. Let me just deal with that with Katie here. Mm-hmm. So Katie's sitting here in our studio
in her hoodie.
With a hoodie on. You can put the hood up.
I look like an absolute.
Yeah,
tramp.
You look like a wreck.
No, you don't. You're right. Gorgeous.
My question is, and this is for you, Katie.
Right.
Do you think if you were to walk all the way down along Portmarnock Strand, you would get the same attention dressed the way you're dressed right now and then come back an hour later in hot pants and bra top? Do you think you'd get the same type of attention?
I think if I came back and not, I'd be arrested for traumatizing.
No, that's an honest question.
No, it'd obviously get different. Nobody would bat an eyelid at me now because it's not standing out.
Yeah.
But if I was to go down dressed, but that still wouldn't give people the right to comment.
No, I'm not saying it gives them the right.
Oh, no, it would definitely get different attention. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know yourself, if you're sitting in a bar and someone walks in basically naked or even on a hot day where, you know.
Your head turns around 90 degrees.
You might look and say, gee, she looks great or whatever like that, but you know it does grab your attention. It does grab your attention,
and that's the question we're asking, Samantha. The guy who sent us the message in the first place says, "It puts me in an awful position when I see other men leering at her and making crude comments." Now,
could he not be happy and proud for that other people are looking at her and saying, "God, she's gorgeous. She looks great."
Yeah, but I don't think that. I don't think that's what men are thinking. I don't think they're thinking, "Oh, she's gorgeous." I think it is definitely a man problem.
It's not the woman problem here. It's not the woman problem here.
100%.
Yeah.
And she could go around with nothing on and he still has no right to
say
anything.
There is indecent exposure.
I know,
but no,
I know.
But a woman has the right to wear whatever she wants without being, you know, put down for it or,
100%.
You know, being seen as a sexual target or whatever. Do you know, we all have the right to go out wearing what we want. But, you know, I just kind of think from the mother's point of view, playing devil's advocate, if my daughter came down at 18, dressed the way I've seen some young ones dress, now, to be honest, my heart would be in my mouth, because where I'd want to tell her, you can't go out like that. I know she'd tell me, Ma, I'm 18, I can do what I want.
Yeah.
So from where I'm saying, you know, it's great women can dress how they want. And if it was my daughter, though, I would be begging her, please don't go out like that. Please don't go out like that. Because
but Samantha, you think that that's setting women back with a mother saying something like that?
Not with a mother saying something like that. I think every mother has an opinion on what her child is wearing, especially if she's only 15 or something like that. But when they're 18, they have their own mind. They're going to put on whatever they want. Now, do you want them to do it in the house or wait till they get around the corner to their friend's house and get dressed?
Yeah, we've all done it. We've all. I did it myself when I was 15. I'd be going to a teenage disco. Yeah. I'd go off in lovely, respected clothes. Yeah. Bye, Mom. Go around to my friend's house, ditch the bag, the other clothes come out. Yeah.
All right, stay there for a second, Samantha, if you can, please. Adina, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Adina.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
No problem at all, Adina. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, so I get why the guy feels conflicted, and here's why. I think dressing is a form of communication and expression of ourselves. And what do you all think the lady wants to communicate with wearing practically nothing? I tend to think that she's signaling her interest in other men and her sexual availability. And she can do that, of course. She can dress however she wants. Good for her. But I think she cares little about how that makes her partner feel.
Okay, so I want to just paint a picture for you, Adina. Mm-hmm. They're in a relationship 18 months. And as somebody suggested in a message a couple of minutes ago, she was probably dressed like that when they met in a pub or a club or wherever it might have been. Yeah.
Yes.
So are you saying that when she got into this relationship, and obviously if they're together 18 months, it's become serious, she should change the way she dresses?
Yeah, she's exclusive now. So at the time that they met, obviously she was available. And now she got the guy, so I think there should be a difference unless she's still interested in attracting a mate.
So, hang on now. I want to just clarify this, because from our last caller, Casey was nearly accused of bringing women backwards. When you're in a relationship, if she met him wearing the sort of clothes that he has described, that was fine because she was single. But now that she's in a relationship, she should change the sort of clothes that she wears when she's on a night out.
I would think so. That she's less available for other men.
Hang on. You're saying that a woman in short shorts and a crop bra top off out on a night out is dressed like that specifically to attract men?
I think all women know the kind of the vibe that they send off when they put on dressing. So, yeah, I'd say so.
As a woman, I used to go out wearing tight dresses, short dresses with mega heels. I would be doing that because I would try to be attractive for myself.
Okay, but where's this argument?
For my husband, maybe I would do it.
The argument of women can wear what they want, when they want, how they want, which is what we heard at the very start here. Now the conversation's changing. Well, you can wear what you want when you're single. It has to be different when you're...
Oh, so because you're in a relationship, all of a sudden you have to bring out the habit.
That's more or less what she's saying.
No. Because you're in a relationship, if you want to dress that way, where I'm saying, okay, you know, the only thing I would say to a woman about dressing the way
don't you think that the partner's opinion also matters and his wishes? I mean, he's obviously hurt about this. Don't you think that a relationship entails, you know, listening to the other person? I think she obviously doesn't care about the guy as much.
No. If he trusts her and he knows she's not going to go off and do anything, then what's the issue?
Mm. Why shouldn't she be able to wear what she wants, Adina? So your point was, and I'm just looking at some of the comments from people shocked by what you said, that when somebody gets into a relationship, they should more or less tone down the sort of clothes that they're wearing.
Tone it down. I'm not saying you can be pretty. You are pretty. You know, you can still be pretty, but you're not as revealing, perhaps.
The only reason that a woman would wear short shorts and a bra crop top is to attract male attention. That's your argument.
I don't even understand why a woman would do that in the first place, to be honest.
What about if a woman is proud of her body and just wants to... I know of women who've gone to parties in houses with only other women, hen parties in houses, and have gone wearing little short skirts and little tops. They're hardly doing that for other men in those situations. What about if a woman works hard to look good and she wants to embrace her looks and embrace her body?
Well, I get the feeling, Adini, you believe a woman can embrace her looks and embrace her body wearing slightly less revealing clothing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No. There's your answer, Katie. Listen, nobody... This isn't about what looks good. I personally... Do you know these new flowery long dresses that are in now for the summer? I think women look absolutely stunning in them.
Yeah, I do myself.
So classy. They are gorgeous. Even though I was going to Westlife a few weeks ago, everyone was wearing them. And I have to say... Absolutely, so elegant. This isn't about how it looks. This is about having the right to wear what you want. Okay, you might think it looks tacky and it might look, as some men are saying, slutty, which I don't like using that word.
Yeah.
But if it makes them feel comfortable, then what is the problem?
Well, Adina, if it makes...
You cannot control the kind of opinion that people formulate about you based on the on how you express yourself. And we do tend to...
Do you believe you would formulate an opinion on someone who walked into a bar, Adrian, yourself, wearing next to nothing? Would you formulate an opinion?
I know it certainly attracts your attention.
No.
Yes, I would formulate an opinion. That,
I would be much more, and I'm being honest, I would be much more likely to turn my head if you walked past me in a miniskirt and a bra crop top than in a hoodie like you're dressed in today.
What I'm asking about is, what is turning your head? Is it, oh my God, she looks like a tramp?
Is it the amount of flesh on show? Or
is it a male thing that it's just, obviously men are attracted to women's bodies? Or is it more of an attraction thing? Or is it more of a, oh my God, look at that kind of thing, is what I'm getting at. Is it
not in judgment. No.
Mm.
It's just...
But there are people who would look and judge and say...
We saw some of the comments on Facebook. Yeah. Stay there for 1 second, Adina, if you can, please. I'd love to hear from you on this. Send us a WhatsApp, please, to 085-825-2626. We'd love to get your opinions on this. We've more in a second.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
Not too bad, Jeremy. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Katie. Interesting conversation.
Isn't it? Yes. And it's...
Women really should be allowed dresses they like. And that is something that we need to change here in Ireland compared to some of our European counterparts. But I think what they're doing also in that statement is they're sending out a very strong message. And there's nothing wrong with dressing the way you like. Each to their own. But if you're going to dress like a slapper, you're going to and get called a slapper. Don't pretend to be offended. This is the image that the likes of Kim Kardashian and Miley Cyrus have been cultivating for years. And it's all wrong. And the media are just as guilty, Jeremy, of being complicit, because that's what sells newspapers. But getting your proverbial gear out and being proud of what you have, and if you haven't got it, you can always pretend you have it until someone turns the lights on. But that's not what I would encourage from my own daughter. It's a false narrative. And
meaning what? A false narrative in what way?
This is what attracts men. It doesn't. The majority of decent blokes are not interested in the girl who's putting it out there. You know? Simply not. I mean,
but she's certainly the one that is going to catch your eye.
Yeah, she will, of course. But, I mean, dressing provocatively is going to attract a certain type of bloke, in fairness. And that bloke, with all due respect, is going to get in so many fights defending her.
Okay, let me go back to the point of the conversation, which was her boyfriend messaging us and basically saying that he's sick of the amount of men leering at her and making crude comments.
He's perfectly right to be fed up with that. I mean, who would put up with that? I mean, if your girlfriend is going to go around trying to attract half the country, to her, whatever she has on display, he's entitled to be upset about that, and he's not being controlling.
But what if she's not trying to attract male attention? What if she...
Well, you heard what Adina said just a moment ago, that the only reason a woman will go out dressed like that is because she is trying to attract male attention.
Let's see how many ladies are listening to this now. Women, comment on our Facebook page if you're on Facebook, or message us 085-825-2626 when you get dressed for a night out. Yes or no, do you have in mind what a man is going to think of you? And be honest here, are you doing it for male attention if you dress provocatively, or any way you dress at all?
Well, Edward and Adina are both saying of course she is.
It goes a lot deeper, Jeremy, than just how she's dressed. And frankly, you need to go back to, and I hate to be generalizing here, but you need to go back to the parents and ask, why are they allowing their daughter to communicate that message or dress inappropriately, which is what did I call
Hang on, Edward, I have to stop you there. Dressed inappropriately, what is dressed inappropriately?
Dressed in a manner that you know, you would not turn up for a job interview for. You would certainly not go to school like that. You certainly wouldn't go into a court like that. There are plenty of places where that type of dress would be regarded as offensive. It's okay if you're going out to a nightclub, but if you go out to a nightclub, you're still going to an interview of sorts. If you're on the dating circuit, I mean, you're trying to attract a certain type of male.
Okay, but let me go back to what Adina said a moment ago. And she was more or less saying, if you're in a stable, committed relationship, and you're a woman and you're going out for a night, you need to tone down the sort of clothes that you're wearing. That's exactly what she said. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't agree with that. No, I would not. I wouldn't agree with that. I think if you're in a stable relationship and your wife or your girlfriend dresses like that, I mean, fine. But there needs to be an agreement between the couple that is appropriate. Because one of my friends turned up like that to a party, or one of my mate's girlfriends were to up like that. I Jesus, you know, I'd say.
Okay, but then what would you say to a comment that we just got in?
I wouldn't say anything to her because I would not offend her, but okay, I'd certainly take him aside. What's going on there?
Okay, I just got a comment in a moment ago from Quiva. She says, when I go out, I dress for myself. I don't dress for any man. What do you say to that?
That's rubbish. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. That's nonsense. Girls who dress like that have been encouraged to dress like that by either their peers or by whatever's going on in the media. And that is the root of the problem, you know. There's two aspects to this. There's two strands to it. Parents and media. Media are as guilty as hell with these Love Island programs. And again, I refer to Miley Cyrus and Kardashian. All of the imagery that they're putting out there is completely fake. And girls are getting suckered into that and thinking, that's the way I should live my life. Absolute bollocks, excuse my language.
Wow.
Wow, that's right. Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm all right, Adrian. Yeah, come here now. He's right. He's right 100%. I mean, she's obviously only going out to get attention as well. You know, you're only going out to get attention. That's all they're all doing. She's no respect for the fella at all.
Even if she is going out for attention, male attention, even if she is going out for attention, mm-hmm. does that mean she deserves to have, even
no,
if she wants to be looked at and just likes to be admired? Does that mean that gives them the right to men to make crude comments and treat her like a piece of meat?
Yeah, well, come here. I mean, she's acting like a little slut. She's going to get that.
Here. Simon, no, seriously, what era are you from?
Using a slut to comment on how, calling someone a slut because how they dress, seriously.
Yeah, well, come here. I mean, she's no respect for her fella whatsoever. Like, I mean, she only want her fella looking at her, no one else. She's obviously insecure in her relationship. She needs to obviously get out of that relationship. Or have
what
a bit
if
of
she's
respect,
not insecure?
Like,
what if she's perfectly confident and just thinks she's happy with how she looks and she likes being admired?
So she wants to be every other fella looking at her. I mean, that's the precursor. She's probably, if the fella wasn't aware, like, she's obviously going to cheat. I'd say she's going to be a cheating little scout.
You see, to use even the expression in 2022, she was dressed like a slapper or dressed like a slut, is pathetic, to be quite honest with you, Simon, to hear anybody describe the clothes that somebody is wearing as slapperish or sluttish. It's ridiculous.
Maybe I'm wrong here, Simon, but are you saying that, you know, the attention, you know, the men leering at her and, you know, making crude comments, are you saying she brings it on herself kind of thing?
Yeah, I think she does, yeah. She brings it on herself.
But what about men just behaving themselves and not being animals? And I'm not saying most men are, you know how to behave in public and know how to treat a woman, they're gentlemen, but there are that small little group of people who think they are sex on legs.
And so, Simon, let me read a comment that has just come in. And it is basically saying,
it's like, I mean, do you not see, if you had a daughter, right? Okay, you wouldn't want her to go dressed like that, but if she did, are you saying you would say, oh, well, you know, men can say what they want to her, she brought it on herself. We still have a right to go out wearing what we want, where we want on a night out without being treated like pieces of meat.
Well, Simon, are you still there?
Oh.
Well, we've lost Simon.
Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. Well, go on. Sorry. Go on ahead.
Yeah, would you go to work like that?
I'm betting. No, I wouldn't even go out like that now myself, to be honest, because it's not the way I would dress. But it doesn't mean. But no,
because it's just not her dress style.
It's not my style anymore. I'm in my 30s now. I'm a bit older, you know. That went out when I was in my early 20s, late teens. But I'm just saying, even if I did at 30 decide to go out in hot pants, Jesus, God forgive and bless us all. It still wouldn't mean that anybody has a right to say anything to me if that's what I want to wear.
Yeah, but come here. I mean, it's not right. You know it's not right because you know you wouldn't go to work like that. You had an employee.
But going
like
to
that,
work, hang on. If I was working at McDonald's, I'd be wearing a McDonald's shirt. Does that mean I should go out to Coppers in my McDonald's shirt? No, there's dress clothes and there's home clothes and there's work clothes.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's going on? So dressing like a little skank, that's all, yeah?
Now you're using the word skank, slapper, slut. These words are all gone out with the Indians, Simon.
That's still a fact. I mean, Joan's only gone out for attention, obviously, you know? So, I mean, Jesus, like, you know, it's like for a fellow whatsoever.
But I'm just hearing so much she brought it on herself. So if a woman, God forbid, was sexually assaulted and she was wearing clothes like that, would you think that she brought that on herself?
No, not at all, Jesus.
But what is the difference? What's the difference? I mean, harassment.
People's going to say shit, but you obviously have no right to do that. But I mean, if people are going to say stuff, people are going to talk, especially with a few gaggles on them.
So let me go back to the message that we got at the start of this conversation from the guy whose girlfriend, 18 months on, goes out, as he describes it, wearing basically nothing. He says he's not a controlling person, but he's sick of the men leering at her and making crude comments. You have said that you'd finish your relationship if you were in that situation.
Yeah, what? What? You know, respect for herself. You know, she's just looking for attention, looking for someone to come over, say something for her. So, I mean, why would you need that attention if you're in a good relationship?
Okay, stay there for a second. Jennifer, you're on Opinions Matter. What's your reaction to what you're hearing here, Jennifer?
I think coming from Simon, his girlfriend has already been told what to wear because he said he has told her already. I think that's so derogatory. It's so wrong for someone to turn around and tell someone else what to wear.
Simon, just to clarify that, have you told your girlfriend what she wears or what to wear?
Yeah, I have.
Oh my God, she's crazy. And she just said, yeah, okay, no problem, pal, I'll wear whatever you want
to
wear.
Yeah, she did. Oh. She wants to dump her other way.
We were mentioning a moment ago, Simon, in Afghanistan, the Taliban tells women what to wear and what not to wear. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's all right to say it, right? Like I just said, like, you know, you can't go out like that. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be getting attention off loads of lads and all that. So I said,
do you not trust her?
Not really, no. I mean, you can't trust anyone nowadays, anyway.
Well, then you shouldn't be in a relationship where if you don't have 100% trust in someone, then your relationship's not going to last very long.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, if she wants to have trust and all that stuff, I mean, don't go like a slapper.
Okay, one of the things that Adina said earlier on was when you're in a relationship, or maybe it was Edward who said it, one of them anyway, said when you're in a relationship, you should tone down the sort of clothes that you're wearing when you're going out. You agree with that, Simon?
Of course I do, yeah. That's only respect.
I'm so, like, seriously, who do you think you are to tell any woman what she can or cannot wear or what you even think 100%. She should wear? Are you insecure?
No, I just think that
very insecure.
Do you have insecurity issues?
No.
Have you been burnt in the past?
No. I just get burnt. No, I'm born.
I think if there's anything you should be giving your woman, I think it's the number for Women's Aid because that's not healthy.
Then what is the difference between what he's saying and what the guy sent us in the original message?
The guy in the message, from what I could see and from what I was speaking to him, he's asked her. He's not telling her. There's a difference between asking somebody something and even asking her to change what she's wearing is bad enough. But to tell someone, here's what you can and can't wear, like, go to hell.
Jennifer, one of the points that was made by a number of callers was that the clothes that you wear attracts a certain type of attention. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it does attract a certain type of attention. It's okay to look at someone. I check out girls on a night out myself and I'm straight and I'm in a relationship and I'd say, Jesus, she looks greater. Jesus, that's a bit revealing. But that's the end of it. Leering is a different issue altogether.
Okay, but the guy who sent us the message is arguing that she will only get leered at in that way. Not that, you know, nobody is arguing that you deserve to be leered at, but he's saying that she only ever is leered at in that way when she's wearing a certain type of clothing.
But that's men. Men are, like...
Isn't that his point, though? Isn't that his point? Men are pigs. And if she didn't...
They literally are.
Yeah, no, I'm not going
to... I was only out in Bray on the weekend. Everyone was out in bikinis and all because it was nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And you see girls walking by. I actually seen three girls dressed quite well. They had short dresses on them. One of them had, like, if you ever see the little keyholes where you can see a bit of her belly. And a man in his 60s stopped with his jaw open, followed the girls, turned around. And I just thought, how disgusting is that? And he heard me saying it.
And
looked at me and still looks back at them. Just think, at this day and age,
but
sorry
to just rewind for a second. Isn't that the point that the guy in the message was making?
Yeah, but it's like, it's not just the way she's dressed is the problem. It's men as well is the problem.
No. I'm not arguing
people
the point that men.
Be, yeah.
No, I'm not arguing the point that men are the problem. That's not really what I'm trying to say here.
I have never seen the line so busy now because of what Simon is saying from people who are both agreeing with him and people who are furious. Like, some people find this normal that a man would ask a woman, did he say something about burning them? Burning clothes?
No, I say that wasn't what I said. What I said was, I don't get dumped. I do the dumping. That's what I meant.
Oh, right. Yeah, whatever that's supposed to mean. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Sorry, Jennifer, just to go back to what I was trying to say to you there. The man in his 60s, Bray Seafront, as you just described him, he wouldn't have looked in that way. I'm not defending this guy in any way, but he wouldn't have even turned his head if... they'd been wearing what Katie's wearing today, for example.
Are you trying to say I am not hot sitting here?
I am trying to say that, yeah, I am.
This is the sexiest top you'll ever see.
There was girls out there in bikinis and stuff like that, but these three girls had dresses on them like you'd see in all the fashion shops out there. They weren't particularly so short. You couldn't see their bum. Their breasts were covered. One of them had a little hole in the belly of it. So it wasn't provocative clothing. It wasn't as bad as what this fella is saying this girl is going out in. So they just had little dresses on them.
You just used a word there.
Like that.
You just used a word there that I want to pull you up on. What they were wearing was not as bad as what this guy is talking about in his message.
Or as revealing.
So you do have a level of acceptance listening to the way you use that word there.
Yeah, like I myself wouldn't dress like that, but like back to Bray again, every girl was out in their short shorts and I just wouldn't wear that. I'd wear a bicycle short and a t-shirt, and even still sometimes when you're wearing stuff like that, because the bicycle shorts are tight on your bum, you're still getting stared at and you can almost feel it. But I'm not dressing to impress anyone. I'm pregnant and have two kids.
Right, okay. Do you believe that at times women, and this I think is the point that some of the calls were making, that women do dress to impress and mainly dress to impress the opposite sex? Do you think that happens? Or do you think it's just fashion and that's what they're wearing?
I think it happens in both senses. I think some people do dress to impress. If you're single and you want to dress the way you dress, that's fine. But like Katie said, on the night out, she'd get done up for her husband and she'd wear a nice tight dress and whatever. That's not for other men. That's for her. She wants to feel good in herself and look attractive for her husband. It's not, oh, geez, I wonder how many fellas are going to look at me tonight.
Okay. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is a WhatsApp voice note that's just come in to us from Jay.
Afternoon, Adrian. Adrian, whether it's ridiculous or not, that's just life. That's perception. How people dress, that's how people perceive them. That's just life. Whether it's old-fashioned or this or that, that's how other people look down. If somebody sees a girl and she's wearing a bikini walking around and a pair of high heels, people are going to form an impression that she's an easy girl. Whether we like it or not, that's just life.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy.
An extremely busy podcast, this latest edition of Opinions Matter. This is a lively conversation so far.
Oh my God. I still just can't get over Simon. I'm sorry. I'm actually on a bit speechless. Well, I tell her what
I
to
think,
wear.
I think Julie is as well. Julie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Well, Julie, what do you want to say on this?
I think Simon is a little bit out of hand, really. Like, telling her what to wear and basically how to wear. Like, you know what I mean? Every woman has their own right. They should be able to wear what they want. Now, like I said in my previous messages, provocative is a little bit kind of going out there wearing less, you know what I mean? So I don't think any woman should be ashamed of wearing what they want, as long as they feel comfortable in it and as long as they feel that they're all right in it. I don't think any man should tell any woman what to wear,
whether she's in a relationship or not.
If she's in a relationship, well, like myself, I'm in a relationship. Like, I wouldn't let my partner turn around telling me what to wear and when to wear. Like, not that my partner.
Mind you, I have to say, and it's I'm saying this slightly tongue in cheek. My wife would regularly tell me, "You're not going out wearing that. That looks awful on you."
Yeah, but that's from a point of view that she probably looked like a bit of a clown.
Well, she would regularly say to me, "You are not going out wearing that."
Is it different when it's in a position? She's not doing it in a possessive way. Is it different when it's in a possessive manner? Yeah, does it change a bit then?
I don't know.
If you came across and you kind of said to him, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like what you're wearing. It's too revealing. Could you try and change something, or can you mix it up a little bit? I would understand then. But the fact that he's out straight saying, right, no, you're not wearing that, no. Do you know what I mean? I don't agree with that at all.
Well, Simon, I have to say an awful lot of people completely disagreeing with your whole way of dealing with this and the possessive nature with which you do it.
As your one said there a while ago, the previous woman, she said there, yeah, you go out like that if you're single. That was the point she made. But, I mean, you're not going to go out and dress like a little slut anyway. So if you're going to go out me, you're not going to have, you're not going to go out like that.
Why is she acting like a slut? Why is what she's wearing mean she's a slut?
What's the definition of a slut, though?
Yes.
Someone that's looking, always looking for a blouse attention and looking for something. Someone leaving street, like.
That's like any normal person, do you know? I mean, like, you wouldn't like turn around and like say, like, you know what I mean, that's, oh, look, she's a slut because she's wearing a dress or she's wearing this. It has to be like a mini skirt or whatever. Oh yeah, you look like a slut, like, you know what I mean? But she put, like, it's not on. I don't agree with that.
You obviously believe, Jen, Julie, that a woman can and should wear whatever she wants, regardless of her status, relationship-wise, and no man has any right to say anything to her about it, ever.
I basically think if she's comfortable in it. Now, there is things where you wear stuff, like, I mean, that can be too revealing. I understand that totally. Do you know what I mean? But if you are comfortable in what you're wearing, you should be allowed to wear what you want to wear. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's 2022. Do you know what I mean? We're not back in the stone.
I just want to flag a WhatsApp message that's just come in. From your name begins with J. I'd love to get you on because I can't believe that there's more than one of this. But hi, how's it going? I think Simon is 100% right. If he doesn't want his girl wearing it, she should respect that. My girl knows I wouldn't be having that shit. Now, I've asked him to come on the show. He hasn't opened the message or replied, but what are the bets that he will not come on the show?
Why do you think he won't come
on
the show?
Because he's a keyboard warrior. These little cowardly men who think they can control women, but they aren't big enough to be confronted about it. It makes me
sick.
Well,
if you're big enough to be able to say it, I think
exactly.
You're big enough to be able to.
I'm going to try and give him. I'm going to try and give him a call now in a minute. We'll see if he answers. So, Jay, you know who you are. You sent the message. I'm going to call you. Let's see if you have the balls to come on, or do you just control your girlfriend behind the scenes?
Oh, you are angry.
Odious, odious little men.
Can I ask you, Julie, do you believe, and this is what this message originally is suggesting, that a woman, depending on the clothes that she's wearing, will attract different types of attention? Do you agree with that?
Well, I kind of agree with it, because if you're going to go out wearing like little mini skirts and the hot pants and stuff, now, there's men out there, do you know what I mean, that would walk by you, do you know what I mean, and not a bother, because obviously they're respectful men. But then there's other people, like I think one of the other listeners said about the 60-year-old in Bray walking by.
Yeah.
Like, there's people out there that are like that, do you know what I mean, that are sick individuals that, like, do you know what I mean, that would get their, whatever you want to call it.
Their jollies or whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Like that, getting their thrills out of looking at like people like that. Now, I'm a mother of four girls, and my eldest is 15, and I do be like, oh my God, like you have to be a little bit more respectful. Not that she's not respectable, but she, like I do put it into her head that there is men out there and there is people out there that will take advantage of it.
Okay, so do you worry about your four girls going out in little or nothing, would you allow them to go out in little or nothing?
I wouldn't be, like, I know they held their head in their shoulders, and I know they wouldn't go out like with prerogative clothes on them, and they wouldn't go out like dressing with next to nothing. Do you know what I mean? They're like, so I kind of, to myself, like, I know where they stand and I know what they like to wear, and I know they're all right going out like that. So, like, I wouldn't...
You wouldn't be overly worried?
No, not really. No. Do you know what I mean? No,
like, you, because it's all about how they're able to handle themselves.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Other, like I said, do you know what I mean? Every woman should be able to wear what they want when they want to wear it.
And nobody is arguing that point. But what I've been hearing is that depending on what you choose to wear will dictate the sort of attention or negative attention that you may get.
You will. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't matter what you wear. It does not matter what you wear. You're always going to get that little bit of negative attention, but you're going to get that sexual negative attention if you're going to wear clothes that are really revealing.
Dave sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey lads, I can't come on because I'm in work there, but I think Simon's a bit of a dinosaur, really. Jesus, I'd love it. Like, you know, when my wife wears something a bit revealing and there's lads looking at her, you know, it kind of gives me a bit of abuse and saying, Jesus, you know what, she's with me. This is great. Like, you know, so I think, Simon, you just need to get a grip on yourself there, mate. Embrace it.
Okay, Simon, he's describing you as a dinosaur, basically.
No, he's stupid enough because he's going to turn around. His missus will be going doing whatever and he wouldn't give a shite. I think he's just being naive there, to be honest with you. It's going around like it's nothing, and it's just being naive completely.
Okay, so a woman who dresses up to the nines, in your dinosaur opinion, is trying to attract male attention.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd see a woman walking down the beach, the thing, whatever, and the man looking at her. I'd say she was loving that. She was loving that attention, I'd say.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Keith on this conversation.
Girls can wear what they want. It's totally their choice. But when they're in a relationship and they're baking the head off the fella, and then they're going out dressed as skimpy gear, knowing quite well they're going to get all this attention when they're out, then be told, like, they're nothing but paranoid, schizophrenic, and everything else because they open their fucking mouth. So, well, it's just like the race thing. You open your mouth with anything else out there, you're known as a racist. So, I mean, you're branded a racist. These girls know quite well what they're doing with these skimpy fucking clothes going out. And then they want to go on that they can't find a perfect man. Why can't they find a perfect man? Because of what they're inviting. So, I mean, if you want to go out dressed like that, don't complain about what you end up with. This fella probably doesn't want, like, his girlfriend flaunting that stuff or going around thinking that she's this or that or that. So, I mean, probably just wants a quiet life, but no, so he has to be able to fight this and that off when he goes fucking out. And then she goes out on her own, he's sort of sitting back thinking, really, what's going on here? So if you ask me, nothing but problems in the relationship. So, girls, so I mean, think of the fella you're bleeding with. Because if he doesn't want you going out dressing like a slut, doesn't mean that he's controlling. Psychotic.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Although I have to say, an awful lot of people are saying he's controlling and psychotic. Cuiva, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Cuiva.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Cuiva. Well, what did you want to say on this? We're talking about a man not happy with the clothes that his girlfriend wears out on a night out.
Well, it was just more so what Simon was saying. I was a little bit shocked with everything he was saying there.
No, well, I was myself.
I don't think, like, wearing certain clothes means that you're acting like a slut now, to be honest. I'm with my boyfriend 12 years. I go out and wear what I want now. I don't wear next to nothing, but I still go out and wear what I'm comfortable in and what I'm happy in. It doesn't mean that I'm going out looking for any other male attention or anything like that. I'm going out to have fun and enjoy myself.
And you will not be told by anybody what you can and can't wear, I assume?
Well, yeah, there's a difference of your boyfriend telling you what to wear or saying that he's uncomfortable. If it makes him uncomfortable, obviously I'm going to listen to that. But if he's sitting there telling me what I can and can't wear, there's a difference.
Okay, imagine a situation. I know you said you don't go out wearing next to nothing, but imagine one night you do dress up wearing next to nothing and you say, right, I'm off out with the girls and you're wearing, as the guy described to us, you're wearing short shorts and a crop bra top that leaves nothing to the imagination. And he says, I'm not comfortable with you going out wearing those clothes. What would you say to him?
Well, you should trust me at the end of the day. It's just because I'm wearing them clothes doesn't mean that I'm going out to act like a slut or anything like that. I'm going out to have fun. Like,
for each other 12 years. You know, you should know me by now if I was to wear out like that. I'm not going out to obviously get male attention or anything. I want to show my body off if I was to wear certain clothes like that.
Okay, so you wouldn't be going out dressed like that. Now, I know you said you probably wouldn't anyway, but you wouldn't be going out dressed like that to attract male attention.
No, that's the last thing on my mind. And I rarely get out, so when I'm going out to have fun with the girls.
With the girls, you don't want any male attention at all?
No. They know where to go if they came near me.
They'd soon be put in their box. Stay there for a second, Aquiva. We've a couple more calls to squeeze in. Paul, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Paul?
What's the story, Andrew?
Good, Paul. What did you want to say on this?
Now I'm any bored to be stressed to get shrimp.
Oh, sorry. We've another dinosaur on the line here.
I think so.
No, they're all new. Like, everything is on show. Like, they're like a fucking happy meal coming together, you know?
Here,
I think so now. Like, you're one of these day that has been in the club, so you don't see all these little tramps going out now.
I certainly am going to call any of them a little tramp now.
No, we're all right. Okay, but they are going
I'm sure you'd be giving out if you're all going out wearing it covered.
Sorry, say that again, please, Peter.
I said I'm sure he'd be giving out if every woman were going out covered from head to toe then.
No, they just flew like it's on offer, you know.
You're saying that women look like tramps wearing next to nothing, but sure, if they go out covering head to toe, you'd be giving out that you can't see hands.
Yeah, what's
wrong with that? Like, there's no difference if a day out on a beach with women wearing bikinis or going out on a night out.
Look at another mouthpiece. Don't eat like talking about nightclubs and beaches.
I'm not a mouthpiece.
Paul, you're one of these dinosaurs that still judges women on the clothes that they wear.
I'm going to do it from inside and my board wants to go. She ain't going out fucking dressed like an easy access board, you know.
But the way she's dressed does not mean she will be easy access. You can still go out
and... she's fucking flaunting it and throwing it around, you know. She wants the attention. That's all they want. That's all they want. They just want to be, like, advertise themselves.
I can't hear both of you. You're saying...
They're just advertising themselves, Adrian. That's all it is.
They're advertising themselves.
What if they just feel comfortable? That.
Okay, Quiva, you just said. Quiva, you just said at least she comes home to you at the end of the night. Now, I wouldn't be going home to him at the end of the night if I were her. But
yeah, we don't know what she's doing with throughout the fucking night. Yeah,
then you clearly don't trust her.
No woman should be fucking trusted, you mate.
Sorry, what? No woman should be trusted.
No, you're fucking nuts.
Are you a saint over there,
are
you?
Yeah, well, we have women throw it around. We might be the hunters. We use to make ourselves out to be the prey.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Definitely a dinosaur there.
Definitely a dinosaur, 100%.
He's obviously been burnt in the past, have you?
No.
Probably can't get them type of women that go out with them clothes. That's the problem.
Jeez, you click our fingers at them types of women that are all already...
So who refers to their missus as the bird?
I'm sure you do, yeah.
My bird.
Yeah, Paul does.
So what do you want me to call him? My delicate little fucking flower?
My girlfriend.
My girlfriend. Oh, Jesus.
How old are you? You're bored.
Carl's wanting to talk to
how old
to
are you,
fella.
Paul?
28.
He's 28, Quiver.
Oh, that's...
I have to be honest with you. I am shocked to hear the sorts of dinosaurs that we've had on. I naively didn't think those guys still exist, but clearly they do, Quiva.
Yeah, especially like in this day and age. Like,
it is. It's shocking to think that there are so many of these dinosaurs
around. As a mother of a daughter, I would be terrified of my daughter ending up with someone like this, although I hope I will have raised her well enough to be able to stand up for herself and say, no, you got to go. This is scary.
Oh, by the way, for those of you listening to the podcast, if you want to join us for the show as we record it live, we do the show on our Facebook page every day, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And we also do the show live on the Opinions Matter app, which is available wherever you get your apps on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You just search for Opinions Adrian or Opinions Jeremy and you will find our app. Download it, and then you can listen to the show live every day because we do record this show live from our studio in the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. Now,
I have to say, it's rare that we get a lot of complaints on this show.
We do.
A lot, you know, but it's usually after the broadcast. I'm looking at the email here, the WhatsApp, and our private section on Facebook. Mm. You'd want to see the complaints coming in. Get him off the air. How dare you have him on? I'm going to report your podcast for having this guy on. Like, I mean, okay, what he's saying is disgusting, but is it not good that we've been challenged?
He's not the only one.
That's what I mean. But the amount of I've never been during a live show gotten so many complaints.
Mm. And unfortunately, one of the things that I'm enjoying about this podcast is we can talk about absolutely anything. Mm-hmm. And I think we've been silenced somewhat of what we can talk about in the world at large.
Yeah.
On this podcast, we can talk about anything that we want. And yes, I agree. They those callers that we've had on are absolute dinosaurs, but those guys still exist.
And this is what we're trying to highlight. Yeah. So for everybody messaging us saying, complaining and saying you're going to report the podcast and report myself and Adrian for highlighting this conversation, for having these people on, this is, you can't sweep it under the rug. People like this need to be challenged and exposed.
Absolutely. Let me squeeze in one or two more calls.
Yeah, we've another one after this. So.
Okay, so Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jess.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Just listen to your man there. You say dinosaur, but as the podcast is called, Opinions Matter, so people have a right for their opinion. But I think that in this day and age, people should be allowed to wear what they want. We're not living in the dark ages.
No, people are allowed to wear what they want. Let's make that perfectly clear. We don't live in Afghanistan. There are no laws in this country about the clothes that you can wear. So let's be clear on that.
Look elsewhere. Like, that's their problem. If they're going to be looking to men that are on the dinosaurs that are saying these women are going out like slappers, they're dressed like this and this. They're the ones that are to be gawking them out of anyway in the first place. So they can just stop their talking shy. Like,
and are you shocked to hear? No. And we're using words like dinosaur or whatever. I believe there are an awful lot more men with the sorts of attitudes that we have heard on this podcast out there than we're actually hearing from, if you know what I mean. There are a lot of them out there.
Adrian, they're the exact ones that pretend they're a certain way in front of their wives, and they'd be the ones when they're out with the lads going after the women that dress like that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah, I would say.
I see it myself. Hmm. They're one way in front of their partners and they're another way when they're out. So, like, you know, be real about it. Instead of just putting their little opinion in. Opinions obviously do matter, but, you know, when you're saying one thing and you're doing the opposite. I even know some married guys, and I know their wives. I see them totally different when they're out with their wives and when they're out on their own. Trust me on that one.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come in to us. See what your reaction is to this, Jess. It says, Adrian, you and Katie and Jeremy should be taken off air and your podcast should be banned. I will never, ever listen again. Yous are disgusting letting these men have a voice. Shame on you, absolute wankers. Call it, well, say it as it is.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
As you just said yourself a second ago, Jess, opinions matter, and that's what this show is all about. It's getting people's opinions, whether we agree with them or not.
Listen to your podcast if she doesn't like the topic, because it's called Opinions Matter for a reason, because everyone has an opinion.
Absolutely, simple. Absolutely. All right, great to talk to you, Jess. Thanks very much indeed. I'll squeeze in one last call, and that's you, Teresa. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm very well, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Teresa. Well, what did you want to say on what you've been hearing from a load of dinosaurs?
Honest to God. I mean, that guy, Paul, he's vile. Absolutely vile. I'm only in from work, and I said, turn it on and listen. And I was absolutely disgusted with his language. Was a disgrace. He should have been put off air. And calling a woman a bird. How dare he?
Again, by the way, I'm not in any way defending him or any of the other callers. The amount of men who still refer to their girlfriends as their bird in 2022 is unbelievable. There's an awful lot of them still there.
I remember my husband once referred to me as his moth. His moth. Now, this is before we were married. I was like, what? Don't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway,
my partner did that on me, and he called, he introduced me to someone at his board, and I'm telling you, he didn't do it again.
He didn't do it again. Paul, I just want to bring you back in for one second. You are so old-fashioned, you are from the dark ages, and you should not be referring to women as your girlfriend as your board.
My mother doesn't care. She doesn't give a shit about the way I say it. Tell all the snowflakes out there that are going to report you for having people on the air that you're going to be sure report you. Don't know what the fuck. Jesus Christ.
I'm no snowflake.
Go on.
I'm a 50 plus woman, and
I have a snowflake. How dare you? Just because I use a word, are you fucking
serious? Took off the air. He's disgusting.
He's nothing.
I hope you don't have any daughters, or you never have any daughters that go
Hang on. I'm going to cut him off now. I'm going to cut him off because you're carrying on like a moron, an absolute moron.
He's just disgusting. He is. He really is.
Well, sorry for annoying you. But anyway, Teresa, we really appreciate your call. Thanks very much indeed. And we have cut him off as well. So.
Can I just say, for everyone texting in and messaging and complaining, we will get back to you as soon as we can, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff coming in. Lads, I agree with that last texter. There are no boundaries on your podcast and you need to know your limits. You are embarrassing yourselves letting people like this on your vile show. Opinions matter, go bye-bye. Like, what the hell? For highlighting something that is happening and that is real. Yeah. The only people who would have a problem with this are people who probably do it themselves and they don't like being outed for it, for the scummy behaviour that they're partaking in.
I think it's important for us to highlight the sort of gobshites that live among us, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, the Opinions Matter podcast is about exactly that. Yeah. Opinions.
I'm proud of what we put out. I'm proud of the fact that people feel so free in speaking. I've noticed one thing from when I started working on this podcast with you guys. It's that the caller is so much less nervous now than they used to be before, when they used to be coming on radio. And it's because now they know they have the freedom to say whatever it is they're feeling and they're thinking, and we respect it. We might not agree with it, but we respect it. And that's all we want to do here. So
absolutely,
keep complaining. We'll write back. That's fine. Cheers.
Right, there you are. Katie has said it.
That's it
from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If there's anything you want us to debate with our audience, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 or send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it on your social media and also hit subscribe or follow and click the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm triggered.
You're triggered.
Triggered.
And we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.